Instant Illumination, 908. It is only in seeking to do the impossible that I reveal what I can do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Instant Illumination. It is only in seeking to do the impossible that I reveal what I can do. We oftentimes ignore what we call impossible because we think it cannot be done. And of course, it cannot be done. We do not apply ourselves to it. We do not program ourselves to it. We do not experience it. And we wonder why it is that it cannot be done. We wonder why it is that it's so difficult to do. And the only reason that it's difficult to do is that we haven't applied ourselves to it. It is only in seeking to do the impossible that I reveal what I can do. I often thought of going into forestry. I think I mentioned that before. And when I was in the Navy, I was coming out and I was checking on different work that I liked to do. And forestry had always been a primary thought in my life, a great joy and a great desire of mine. And so I went to my counselor who knew everything. And I said, I'd like to go into forestry. So he checked with the various schools, and he checked with the various programs, and he found that forestry was quite popular. Many men leaving the service wanted to go into forestry, and that he felt that to go into forestry, you'd be having such competition, you could not do a successful job of it. Well, in my youth and my innocence, I accepted what he said, not realizing that there's always room for the best at the top. And few aspire to the top. They want to be average. And of course, the average are always a full house. But when you aspire to be the best, there's always room. How many men have you known who have chosen to be President of the United States? Not many. How many have chosen to be President of their company? Not many. How many have chosen to be leaders in their own life? Well, you say, well, all the people I know are leaders. That's because you're a leader. We always know people in our life who have a similar passion as we do. And of course, if we have any type of leadership, we are thrown together with people who have leadership. Because leadership is a desirable factor in being a success in most any area of our life. Certainly. Leadership is necessary. It is only in seeking to do the impossible that I reveal what I can do. When we want to lead ourselves into accomplishing any goal we want, we can do it. Many times I have walked into the offices of people where I knew nothing about what they were doing, and I had to write a feature for my newspaper about them. And I would go right in to the president, and I would say to him, I know nothing about your business. I know enough to write a good story. And I would like to have you tell me, in your own words, what it means to operate a business as you have and how to operate it successfully. Well, the president was delighted to speak to a reporter and tell a reporter what a wonderful business he had and how he got to be so successful. Because I went to the top, it was easy to do the job. If I had gone anywhere along the way, any other level of expertise in the company, I would have gotten a good interview, but I wouldn't have gotten the magic and the flow. I wouldn't have gotten the impossibility that had set before the president at many times, and then he used that just to reveal what he can do. He opened up door after door after door because he looked at it, it was impossible, but he just reached right out and did it. Now, as I wrote the stories on these wonderful people, I was sure to include the fact that they had thought it was impossible, but that was merely a challenge to move them on to be greater and greater and greater and to accomplish more and more and more and to do it more perfectly. This is true for all of us. It's true for all of us because we think we cannot do it because it is impossible. And we don't realize that that's merely an indication of where we are either a genius or not. If we are a genius, we rise to it and accomplish it beautifully. If we are not, we let every little obstacle be a bulwark to us, holding us back, keeping us from our dream. It is only in seeking to do the impossible that I reveal what I can do, and that's a mighty wonderful thing to do. Our instant illumination sparkles in and through our life each time we open our consciousness to our highest and best. Each time we look at something that's considered impossible and realize that there is a light within us shining upon all those impossible things, showing us brightly and clearly and wonderfully how to accomplish the fulfillment of those impossible things. And those things are no longer impossible. You can do it. I can do it. We all do it. Have a lovely day and know that everything is possible when you seek to do it. I love you. I love you. I love you.